Good evening and welcome to Martin Stadium. Loud's High Football is on the air. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, an old sideline patrolling down there about the 45-yard line, Mr. Marty Rogers. And you want to stay tuned to the halftime for the sideline. Synopsis?
Synopsis. It's really just a synopsis. But you messed it up last week, so now it's a synopsis.
You'll want to listen to halftime when Marty comes up to do the sideline synopsis.
Wes, whatever you say, I guess. Rooster, I tried to grab him. He said give him a few minutes. They were just starting their little group drills. So I'll try to catch up with him in a minute. But he told me tell Wes hello up there in the booth.
All right. Well, tell and when you get ready to get Coach Walls, just give us a little sign and we'll break away and let you talk to Coach Walls. I'm interested to hear how he's rebuilding this squad, because that's really what he's doing this year, is he's taking this very, very young squad and he's turning them around. I think he had great talent over the last two or three years and maybe neglected some of the younger kids, those freshmen, and now they're coming up and they're making a big difference. And as this season goes on, they're going to get only better.
Absolutely they are. And Malcolm Dixon, a great quarterback. Bill, I'm anxious to see number 87. His name is Donnell Tuff. He is a freshman. Nobody knows anything about him. He has come in and almost overnight became their leading receiver.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see him too, because we really haven't seen anything about a freshman. I mean, I've heard people say that they watched him play at middle school last year, and we're just absolutely in awe of all the things that he could do. So I'm anxious to see him as well. Maybe not too many long passes, though.
This is the Crystal River Seafood pregame report, always brought to you from 7 till 8 o'clock by the fine folks, by Rick and all the good folks over at Crystal River Seafood. And Miss Brenda, we appreciate all the hospitality. That's the head man from BSU, Coach David Dean, making his way down to go see Davis Rooster Russell and speak to him.
I'm sure he is. Marty's going to kind of jump in there a little bit too. You never know. Kind of lost my train of thought here for a second. I'm really anxious to see what Tiff County is going to do, because this is a quality football team. And like I said, they're just young. They're going to have to develop. And as they learn to play together and get better as a group, this is a team that could, late in the season, whether they make the playoffs or not, remains to be seen. Even if they don't, they could make a difference in maybe who does.
Now let's go downstairs to old sideline Marty Rogers and Coach Davis Rooster Russell.
Yeah.
That's right, Wes. Bill, I'm standing here with Davis Rooster Russell. Davis, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us, but how's it feel to be back in Valdosta tonight?
Good to see everybody, you know, standing here with Coach Dean and Coach Arnt and then some of my buddies. It's always good to come back down here and see everybody.
Davis, we know you had a great career, all Gulf South Conference at VSU.
Yeah.
Playing center, of course, you're coaching running back this year. How's that adjustment been for you?
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, the offensive line and the running backs kind of got to be on the same page at all times. So it goes hand in hand, and I believe it actually helps our running backs a little bit, because, you know, they get to see stuff from a different perspective.
Well, Davis, last thing, Wes said that as you were the captain many times on the Blazer football team going out doing the coin toss, and him on the sidelines, y'all never lost a coin toss. Is that true?
In 2006, we never lost one. In 2007, we started losing a few, and we won a lot more ball games. So it actually worked out better for us.
Well, Davis, thank you for taking time to speak with us. Good luck to you tonight. And Coach Walls, we appreciate you taking a minute to speak with us.
Sure.
Coach, if you could, tell us a little bit about your team and how your season's gone so far.
Well, we're a little disappointed. We're 1-3 at this time and kind of young. But we're working hard and trying to prepare like we normally do.
I don't know.
And trying to get guys in the right place.
Looks like
it,
but I can't tell.
That's where we are right now.
Well, Coach, we know Malcolm Dixon's a three-year starter for you, senior leader, a lot of talent. If you could, talk to us a little bit about him and what he brings to your team.
Well, you know, he started for us last year at quarterback and one of the hardest workers on the team. He's a great student. A great kid, and he is a leader for us. And you know, we've got to get him in position, give him opportunities to make big plays, and I think our other guys will feed off of that.
Coach, I know you're a busy man, you've got to go, but last question. Tiffin Lounge, you can look back at the record. You can throw records out and throw everything out. You'll always play us up. It's always a good game. Last year, course, one or two plays here or there, and the game's totally different. We expect nothing less tonight. Tell us your little thoughts about the game tonight.
Well, I hope that we play tough, you know. And we certainly want to do better than just hang with y'all. Y'all, it's been some close games, some great games, and certainly y'all have a great team, a great program, and, you know, great atmosphere here. This is what region play is all about. You know, we're glad to be playing in Region 1-5A.
Coach, we appreciate you speaking with us. Good luck to you tonight and the rest of the season. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Marty Rogers. Back, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Marty Rogers.
Coach, we say it every week, but it's a big region game, and no matter Chip's record or anything else, and for some reason, whether we're at their place or here, they always get up to play our Vikings and always play us tough.
I sure do, Wes. We've had some great football games with Tip County in the past, and you know, we're expecting nothing less than that. Coach, they're 8-4 last year, four straight playoff appearances, and of course they've got Malcolm Dixon, number 7, that 6'2", 180-pound senior we talked about him last Tuesday night. He's got 4-4 speed. He can throw the ball, and he is a threat to pull it down and run at any time.
He's a great athlete. He's the leader on offense. He's the one that runs it. And, you know, we're going to have to play smart, you know, aggressive defense in order to slow him down.
Coach, tell us about a player that we haven't had a chance to see this year, just a ninth grader of last year, but the wide receiver number 87, Donnell Tuff, a freshman. He's had some good catches so far this season.
He really has, Wes. He's got, you know, good size, speed, got good hands. You know, we're going to have to deal with him, too.
And then, of course, you got running back number 25, 765-pound senior, a guy that we all agreed seems like he's been at TIFF forever, Micah McCann.
He's a good player. It does seem like he's been there for a long time. He's one of their leaders. And, you know, Wes, anybody in this region can beat anybody. That's the way it is. It's the bottom line. And you got to be on your toes. We got to play better. We got to play smarter than we played last week.
Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about their defense. They run a defense very similar to ours.
They're based out of a 50 defense, playing attack type front. Secondary is very aggressive. You know, we look for them to pack it in there on us. I mean, that's what they did last year. We're going to have to maintain our blocks. And when we throw the ball, we're going to have to make plays.
Coach, that's something now for teams this year, especially if they've seen us, have seen any film or come and watch us, they know that they just can't put nine guys up in the box because we got a quarterback that can sprint out and can get that ball down the field and make some passes in Cole Parker.
Cole's done a good job for us. He really has. He's gaining his confidence each week. You know, we feel like we can throw the ball, I would say, better now than we probably ever have.
And that's sure, that does is just make it that much better for our running game.
You're right, Wes. And we've got some good kids to throw it to as well. We've got receivers to throw it to. We've got our wing backs, you know, Hunter, Franklin, and Braswell all have good hands. We're looking forward to it tonight.
Coach, how's practice been?
We've had a good week of practice. It's that time of year. It's important, and the kids know it's important.
The weather's starting to change just a little bit, starting to get a little bit of the coolness in the air, kind of feel like football weather maybe.
Wes, I don't know. I don't feel no cool this week. Now, I don't know where you were at, but it wasn't cool where we were at.
Coach, we've been on the road for the last 2 weeks. I know you've got to be happy to be able to be at home and play in the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace.
We love it at home. We love our fans, and we can't wait to get on the field.
Looking for a big crowd. And one thing about it, Coach, we won't have to put up with no cannon going off tonight now, will we?
Right. No cannon or no train
whistle. Train whistle or anything else like that. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Tuesday night at Locos Grill and Pub to talk about another great Loudside victory.
Thanks.
Terry Chandler, a freshman. Bill, stop, look, and listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And they are the mighty, mighty Vikings. Out at midfield right now, the officials talking to both teams. We're going to have the coin toss. If you'll pay attention there, I want to tell everyone about our sponsors for the Lounge High Viking broadcast here for 2009. Of course, Astro Exterminating, Waller Heating and Air, Austin's Cattle Company, Cass Birch, Gary Hall Homes, Star Insurance, A Boat Store, and, of course, Crystal River Seafood, along with Wells Fargo Advisor and American Muffler Company. And I want to thank all those sponsors for everything that they do so that you can hear the Lounge High Vikings, whether you're at home or whether we're out of town. And if you just can't make it to the game, you can always hear us right here at 99.5 Kicks Country. Online. If you can't pick up 99.5, you can always go to www.thevikingvoice.com. That's thevikingvoice.com. Click on the Stream Center, thanks to Valdosta Today, and you'll be able to listen to the Vikings during their game broadcast.
Well, tipped, won, and deferred, so you know what that means.
We will receive.
Yep.
So the Vikings, that is the signal. The Vikings will receive to start the ball game.
And will receive on the north end of the field. And, well, I don't know if we got time for a one-minute break.
Yeah, let's take a 60-second break. And when we come back, we'll have the kickoff. You're listening to the Lounge Eye Radio broadcast right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, we're set to kick it off. Bill, Marty, let's go give all our listeners their money's worth tonight. Set to kick off for Tift, number 49.
No, 49's not the kicker.
Nope, he's okay.
He's over by the official. I can't. He's blocking his number. Six.
Number six. That is George Mulligan. High end of short end over end kick. We take it at the 32. That means 28 across the 30. Up to 35. That's number 19, Aaron Winston. Made the catch about the 28-yard line. Come across the 30. Gets up to the 35. Run him out of bounds. And that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 from the 35-yard line.
The Blue Devils did not want to kick that ball deep and put it in the hands of Kari Franklin or Tyler Hunter, and did a great job putting it kind of in between spot. But Aaron Winston, a good receiver in his own right, was able to get up and get us some yards, and we're starting from the 35.
All righty, Aaron Winston goes far side. Kari Franklin wing back at our side. Anderson and Braswell in the backfield. Parker goes under center, tight end on our side. Count them, Bill. Six men up on the line of scrimmage. And we give it to Braswell. He's across the 40. He's at the 45. At the 40. They'll run him, and no, will not touch him. Will he make it? Still on his feet. Cuts back inside away from one man. Across the 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. I see you, Troy Braswell. My goodness. Folks, he came down the sideline right here on the home side. He saw he had a defender down around the 10-yard line, instead of trying to run through it, took off to the left and cut it all the way across the field and went into the end zone over on the visitor sideline.
A 65-yard touchdown run to open this ball game by Troy Braswell. Dalton Jackson up over the ball. Now we go to that swinging gate. Jed Solomon. Cole Parker comes over. Ball's down. Kicks up. Oh, and it makes it. Just barely, but it's across. And after 14 seconds, our Vikings lead 7-0. You're listening. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings lead at 7-0 on a 65-yard touchdown opening play run by Troy Braswell. Back deep, number 20, Micah McKent. Number 25, that's Crockett. And on the near side is number 29, Atwater.
Ball. You got 25, 3, and 20.
Okay, 3 is Cole Bennett. And there goes Solomon's foot. Puts into it. High end over end kick. Hey, and that ball drops back about 4 yards into the end zone. It'll be first and 10. The first and 10 for the Blue Devils from the 20-yard line. Marty, it happened right in front of you, buddy.
You got to look out. They're going to run over you.
Yeah, Corey got a little double team there and got knocked out of bounds. And, of course, I'm watching the ball, and as I turn around, they run into me. But, hey, I held my ground. They didn't knock me down.
Hey, brother, head on a swivel. Head on a swivel. All right, the Blue Devil offense on the field.
And that's Dixon in the shotgun. He keeps McCant in the backfield with him. Twin receivers near side, twin far side. Run that 5-2. He's standing at the 15. We jump. Do not break the play. He drops back, looks to throw, pump. Gets outside, pulls it down. He's at the 20. Gets a block at the 25, and he run him out of bounds. About the Eagle of first down, and they'll run him, if they mark him, at the 32-yard line.
Well, it's exactly what we talked about at the top of the show, and that is when he gets outside, you've got to look out because the guy can just get away, and that's what he did, was able to pick up a first down, had great pressure from the defensive line, but he got outside and was able to make a great play, that Malcolm Dixon on the play.
Again, twin receivers near side, two to the far side. In the shotgun. Ball on the far hash mark. Drops back, pumps, looks, throws the ball. Ball gets tipped at the line of scrimmage. Didn't see who that was.
It looked like it was probably James Mathis, along with Deion Crenshaw. They were both right there, had hands up. I couldn't tell which one actually hit it, but one of the two.
I do believe it was James Mathis, guys. It looked, appeared that it was him that came in from the right side and tipped the ball.
Yeah, we feed him, and he goes out and gets blocks for us. Thank you there, James. Two receivers near side, two far side, second and 10 from the 32. Going from right to left on your radio dial is the Blue Devils. Dixon again drops back, fires out in the flat, throws up under at the feet of number...
That's 80. Can't see the other side of the number.
Nope.
And in coverage was Ken Durden along with Telvin Smith. The pass was very low. It actually skipped to him and then went under his legs.
We've got two Vikings coming off. Two just went on. Again, it splits his receivers. Two near side, two far side.
Third and 10.
That is Lavelle Johnson. Nope. Now.
Lowndes calls a timeout. A lot of changing on the defensive line, and that, I think, is what confused them. We'll take a 30-second break. When we come back, Vikings lead 7-0 with 11:30 left in the first quarter. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5. Kicks Country.
All righty, we only had 10 men on the field. Call timeout. Got the proper men out there now. It is 3rd and 10 from the 32. Dixon in the shotgun. Moves McCant to his left side. Takes looks, pitches out to McCant. We close, hit him just as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll get up to the 34, and that's all he's going to get, Bill, is 2 yards. They read that option play perfectly, and it's going to be fourth down.
Breod Moore was the one who actually made the tackle. Telvin Smith had the beat on him, though, and he just kind of sidestepped Telvin. Telvin, you saw him shake his head a little bit like, I can't believe I missed him. But Breod Moore right there to wrap it up.
And back deep is Troy Braswell and Tari Franklin standing about our 35. Punter for Tifton standing at the 18. Ball on the near hash mark. There's a snap right to it. Gets a high booming kick. Oh, he drives Troy Braswell back, signals for a fair catch, and makes it at the 25-yard line.
Good heads-up play by Troy Braswell. The ball was very well kicked and high. Troy called for the fair catch, was really all he had. Now, there is a flag, Wes, far side of the field on the far hash mark.
And I'm very familiar. Well, I won't call him by name, but I know this officiating crew. What's really interesting.
Are they all-star?
Nope. Yeah, they're all-star. But what's interesting is there are two blocking the back against our Vikings. And that was at the 32-yard line. So I'm sure they'll go from there and back it up 10 yards. What's interesting is the umpire is a current Gulf South Conference referee.
Okay.
And the referee is a former head linesman in the Gulf South Conference.
And that is the call, the block in the back. That'll move them back 10 yards. Vikings will start first and 10. My goodness, they're going to move it back from the 25 all the way back to just inside the 15-yard line. So they've marked it from the spot where Braswell called fair catch.
All righty, Vikings take over first and 10 from there. We send Paul Johnson to the far, Josh Clemens to the far side of the field in man coverage out there. They've got 9 men up on the ball. Drops back, look. Parker throws downfield, looking for, oh, off the fingertips of Josh Clemens at the 50. And Bill had his hand out thinking there might have been a little pass interference, but.
No, I don't think so. I think there was a lot of hand checking on both, and great no call by the official. Josh was hand checking a little bit, as was the defensive back, but a great throw nonetheless by Cole Parker. Cole had it on the numbers right out there, and Josh Clemens had an opportunity, like you said, right on his fingertips.
And Tyler Hunter checks in, and Troy Braswell comes out. They're in a six-man front with three linebackers, running a 6-3. And we put Franklin in motion. Pitch out to Franklin around the left side, gets a block. He's across the 10 to 15 to 20. Cuts back on his feet. He's across the 30 to 40. Cuts by one man. Again, he's at the 40, and it's goodbye, Corey. Goodbye, Corey. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. A little reminiscent of some long runs from last year.
How about an 85-yard touchdown run for the Vikings?
Thought I heard Marty trying to break in. Corey Franklin, what an incredible run. We missed a long pass that really was right on the numbers and come back with a little toss pitch to Corey Franklin that gets us 6 more on the board.
And Dalton Jackson out.
Jack Dalton.
I'm sorry.
I did it all last year. Jack Dalton on the snap.
Jackson's snap back. It's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 10:26 to go in the first quarter, so Vikings 14, Kiff nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Line Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back at Martin Stadium where the Vikings lead 14 to nothing with 10:26 left in the first quarter. And just had a little note from down the statisticians. Two carries, 150 yards.
Whoa. Kari Franklin, Jed Solomon set to kick off. And back deep is Bryce Moritz, and he's looking for the ball as it sails into the end zone, and he can't bring it out, so they'll take over again on their 20-yard line.
Jed Solomon, his two kicks tonight have just been booming kicks. They've gone back 4 to 5 yards into the end zone, and that's a great weapon when you can put that team to start on their own 20-yard line.
It is. Ball that's placed in the middle of the field, and that vaulted Viking defense back out on the field now. Call to order, along with Kerry Stanley.
On this side.
Kari Stanley.
Kerry.
Dixon in the shotgun again. Two receivers near side, two far side. He rolls left, looking, throws out in the flats. Ball okay. In and out of the hands of number 85. That's Tavares Jones. Incomplete pass.
Sorry, Geraldo Orta there on the coverage. If he'd have caught it, he'd have been hit pretty hard right there.
Second and 10. And they are so far to showing twins left, twins right every time. That's spread offense. Dixon drugs to the sidelines, gets the play from Coach Jay Walls, brings it back in.
You mentioned the two defensive backs on this side. It's Tyler Hunter and Ken Durden on the other side.
Again, splits his receivers, two near side, two far. We're going to see it all night. He's got McCant to his right in the middle of the field, standing at the 15, waiting on the snap. There it is. Drops back, two steps.
Oh,
up in the air, knocked, and it is intercepted. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage, intercepted, and...
I can't, is it Telvin?
Telvin Smith, Telvin the Terminator, tipped it at the...
Geraldo Orta
came up with it. No, it's Rehod Moore.
But who tipped it at the line of scrimmage?
That's Rehod that tipped it.
Rehod tipped it, and Geraldo Orta came up with it.
I thought it was Telvin Smith that might have tipped it.
Well, the way the jersey was rolled up, the six was underneath, but Geraldo Orta with the INT and a great block by Rehod Moore.
And we take over on their 35-yard line.
Rehod Moore, 16.
Good job.
16.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 10:13 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead it 14 to nothing. Parker goes under center, splits his receivers. One near side, one far side, drops back, looks, throws out. Oh, and he's got Aaron Winston at the 20, in and out of his hands. Good coverage back there by the Blue Devils, but Winston had it right in his hands and dropped it.
And it was one of those passes that Cole Parker had to put on a line, and he did. It might have been a half a step behind Aaron Winston. Aaron had to turn his body a little bit to catch, but again, in his hands, you got to say that guy's got to catch that ball, but a good pass nonetheless by Cole Parker.
And now we send Paul Johnson, our scout team player of the week last week, to the far side in man coverage. Franklin in the backfield. He goes in motion toward their side of the field. Give it to the bull up the middle, and he just runs over people down to about the 26-yard line, but there's a flag, and we had a man in motion.
Yeah, that's what I think was, illegal shift or illegal motion. And that'll be the call. That was the only one, as far as your normal back that had not touched the ball yet, that was Robert Anderson, and that is a no play, so Robert Anderson still hasn't touched the ball.
Instead of second and about six, it's going to be second and 15. I'm sorry, to the third and about six, it's going to be second and 15. Paul Johnson goes to the far side. They put man coverage out there on him. That is number 25, Crockett. Tyler Hunter at the wing back on the visitor side. Kari Franklin on our side, and the bull, Anderson, back. Now Kari Franklin's in motion. Drops back, looks. Parker looking, throws downfield. Got Tyler Hunter wide open, makes the catch. Backing up at the 20-yard line. Tyler turned around, saw the ball, and just started backing up backwards and all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Hunter was probably backing up for 8 good yards. And he lost his feet as he's trying to back up. That's something they can you work on in practice, that to keep his body turned so he's faced upfield, get his head around on a swivel so he can see the ball, he would have been able, he probably would have scored with that play right there, but a good pass by Cole Parker.
Now Aaron Winston comes in. He'll go to the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. 9:33 to go here in the first quarter, leading it 14 to nothing. Hunter at wing back on our side. Franklin on the far side, tight end on our side. Franklin in motion and drove back. Parker looking. Got a man wide open, didn't see him. Now tries to throw the ball to Tyler Hunter, and it's knocked out of his hands. But just for a few minutes, Bill, he had number 13, that was Brian Moore, wide open coming across the middle and just didn't see him.
Yeah, Brian coming from that tight end position. And Cole, you're under a lot of pressure on that rollout. And I know he looked downfield and then he checked down, and he just didn't give it enough time. Brian Moore did open up. Cole will learn as he gets a little more, and this may be a good game for him to start developing those techniques.
There comes the Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Tip still in that six-man front, three linebackers. Paul Johnson now standing on our hash mark on our side, tied in on the far side. And we give it to Anderson, and he runs right up the middle, but he runs into a whole horde of Blue Devils, and he'll get maybe 2-3 yards. It's going to be third and probably seven from around the 17-yard line.
That's exactly what it'll be, third down and seven. Now you kind of roll the dice here. Do you you keep the run, try to keep it in the middle of the field for a field goal attempt, or trying to air it out a little bit?
I'm going
to
air it out.
I'm glad you're not the coach.
Got Josh Clemens over here on our side. They're in a five-man front. They walk a lot and pull a linebacker back out in coverage now. They pitch out to Hunter. Hunter looking for someplace to go. Cut, stops, goes again, and he'll lose yards back to the 20-yard line.
And that's going to move them over into the right hash mark. I don't know if that's better or worse for Jed Solomon.
Well, on the
every
20.
Kicker has a little thing that, you know, like one hash mark better than the other. A right-handed, right-footed kicker might work out for him.
It's going to be about a 40. No, they're going to set it down, Bill, on the, they'll set it down on the 31-yard line. It'll be a 41-yard field goal attempt from the right hash mark. Jed Solomon on to attempt it. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up. Oh! And Mr. Solomon continues to do what Mr. Solomon does. 7:57 to go here in the first quarter. It is the Vikings 17 and the Blue Devils nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All right, Vikings lead at 17 to nothing with 7:57 to go here in the first quarter. Solomon set to kick off. And that ball again will sail high end over end. And this time, Rice takes it at the 1. He's across the 10, the 15, the 20, still on his feet, and we haul him down from behind about the 25-yard line, and there's going to be a penalty against the Blue Devils after the play.
Yeah, I think that was a little extracurricular there, and that was, who was that? That was number 52. That was Tripp Fitzgerald. Maybe a little extra shove right there at the end.
Bryce Moore had already been, Moritz had already been tackled up at the 25 whenever one of our guys just got pushed down. Right in front of the official. He says, nope, you're not going to do that. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike. Half the distance to the goal line.
So the one time they get to return something, they end up inside the 20.
Yep, and they take it back to the 12-yard line.
Guys, we talked about Tipton being young, and that guy just made that good return for them. He is a freshman, so they are a young team.
Good job, Marty Rogers. Just jump in there when you can, buddy. Dixon in the shotgun. McCants to his right. Again, splits his receivers. Twins left, twins right. Five-man front for the Vikings. Give it to McCant right up the middle, and he's got some good blocking as he gets up to the 15-yard line. Picks up about 3 yards.
Yeah, James Mathis, Telvin Smith, and Riyadh Moore in there at the, coming up off the bottom of that pile. But again, the back just hit the hole hard and picked up that 5 yards.
It will be second and six from the 16-yard line.
New nose tackle out there for the Vikings, number 54, that's A.J. Flukas.
Again, he puts McCants to his right, standing at the 10. Same formation as before, twins left, twins right. Barking out the signals, takes it, he rolls right, looking, here comes the rush. Oh, and that ball is hit. He tried to get it back to number 15, Demetric Jackson, but that ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Riyadh Moore, James Mathis, and Jordan Black just mobbed the quarterback.
And when you get mobbed by Jordan Black, you've been mobbed.
Yeah, I tell you. That'll bring up third down now. And a long five. I think they got it as third and six. Long time getting the play in.
Yep. Now, Devils break the huddle. Again, Twins left, Twins right. McCants to Dixon's right. Standing at our 10. I'm standing at their 10. Waiting on the snap. Takes it. Pulls back. Drops straight back. Looks. Pumps those downfield. The ball wobbling in the air. Oh! And almost picked off, but it hits the ground and bounces. Of course, we saw it up. We saw it from up here.
Yeah, that was number 32. Because that carries, not Kerry Stanley. Chris Scurry almost had the interception, but the ball was tipped. And Dixon not able to follow through with it. That'll bring up a punting situation for the Blue Devils. And back to punt is number 15, Demetric Jackson.
Jackson standing on the goal line. We've got Braswell and Kari Franklin standing just inside the 50. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter, leading it 17 to nothing. There's a snap. Jackson gets it off. And Braswell takes it at the... Oh, and he took it at the 43, and he stepped...
He said he dropped to his knee. I don't think so. I know he came down a little bit, you know, and squatted, but I don't think his knee actually ever touched the turf. But nonetheless, they're going to call him down right there where he caught it. It was not a fair catch. Just got to say his knee probably touched the turf, and that's what the officials say.
And then we got to go with what the zebra says. So we'll take over first and 10 from our own 43-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Michael Miller brings the Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Up over the ball he goes. He sends, and Cole Parker sends Aaron Winston to the far side in man coverage. They're going to a fight of, again, it's still at six-man front. They say, we're going to stop your run, and we give it to Braswell. Oh, Braswell trips over one of our own guys as he gets to the line of scrimmage.
New fullback in that play. That was Duncan in at fullback. He was the lead on that. I lost him as he went into the middle of the line, whether it was maybe his block or not. But, again, anytime you change that up a little bit, Robert Anderson has done a great job. Now you can see Robert check in. Duncan will come out. Duncan has shown he is a great runner nonetheless. You've seen some in junior varsity games.
Absolutely. Brian Moore in at tight end. And we're sure we've gone to a two tight end set right here. They're in a six-man front. Franklin and Anderson in the backfield. And he gives it to Kari Franklin. Kari, gets a block, and then that block closes. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose half a yard. That tackle was made by number 13, Kevin May.
Kari Franklin, he almost didn't get brought down. I mean, we're always amazed. Kari Franklin, 5'6", 5'7", 140, 50, 60 pounds maybe, and just can't bring him down.
Time, water, time. Let's take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 17 to nothing with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, and Marty Rogers. Bill, I want to say hello to Jim and Paula Browning, new Viking fans, got married this afternoon.
They got married this afternoon. Are they here?
And no, they're not here, but they are listening to the broadcast tonight. And one of our favorite people of all time, Jeff Dunn, gets married tomorrow.
All right. Not Jeff. Andrew.
Jeff's
already married. You got him in trouble.
Parker goes under center, got Hunter in motion, out in the slot, rolls left. Looking there, they come on the rush, pulls the ball down, gets by one man, locks his jersey, they grab him again from behind, sack him all the way back to the 35-yard line. They came on an inside blitz, we didn't pick it up, and he had Cole Parker on the run from the beginning.
That's going to be something that Cole's going to learn. We've not really been rushed that way, and Cole will get better and better trying to elude that rush. He got rid of the first one, wasn't able to recompose himself and try and put the ball down the field yet. That'll bring up a punting situation for the Vikings. Jack Dalton comes on, along with Aaron Winston to punt.
Winston standing back at our 20. We get a
late entry there. Kerry Stanley
gets in. And there's a snap. High end over end kick. Boy, that ball is up there. Signals fair catch at the 29-yard line. And that's the best starting. Well, there's a flag down on the field.
Kerry Stanley was late running on, but I don't know.
Illegal procedure.
I don't know. Kerry can still move unless he shouldn't have been behind the line. That's it. He was off the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
He needed to have been on the line.
While they mark it, I've got to say a few more hellos to my buddy Terrell and to Peggy and Holly from Southern Buffet. Haley.
They're going to decline that, guys, and take the ball right there where they caught it and downed it.
I don't blame them. That's some of their best starting field position. They've been at the 20 and inside the 20 to start drives. Now, they had one that first drive. They got outside the 30. So this, like I said, is their best starting position.
4:51 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 17 to nothing again. Dixon, the ball over there, hash marks. Twins left, Twins right. We're still in a five-man front. McCant to his right, waiting on the snap. Looking, looking. There it is. Drops straight back. There comes the rush. Throws out in the flash to McCant. Makes the catch.
Oh!
As he gets to the 30, gets back to the line of scrimmage, he is hit. And Bill, he's hit by number 32.
Chris Scurry. Chris grabbed him by the back of the jersey, and he was not going anywhere. But a great play, nonetheless, for Tift County. Drawn up real well. Had the back coming out of the backfield on a little flare. Hit him in full stride. But Chris Scurry there, make sure he didn't get any more than those 2 yards.
Out to the 31, it'll be second and eight from there. Now two receivers near side, two far side. This time he moves McCant to the wide side of the field. Dixon standing on his own 26 on the far side, waiting on the snap, barking out signals. There it is, drops straight back, looks, pumps. Little dip throw out again to McCant to make the catch at the 30 and flips and falls.
And
he had a little real estate in front of him, but it was closing quickly.
Dixon kind of had to do a little jump and throw up and over the defenders because they had hands up, and I thought the ball was actually tipped, but McCant able to make the catch, but when he made the turn right there at the 29, he lost his footing.
And he loses a yard, so now it's going to be third and nine from the 30. Two players. Nope, that's just where Dixon had went to the sidelines and got the play.
McCant checks out.
Yep, 3:34 to go. Again, now he sends one receiver far side, trips to the near side. They look like they got trips to the near side, one man to the far side. McCant, and we spread it out a little bit. We slide over on the wide side of the field. Barking signals, drop straight back. Look, there we come on the rush. Ball's up, bouncing around. Who got it? Who got it? We're looking to see. It's a fumble recovered by the Vikings.
I don't know if that was a fumble or did he catch it in midair.
It was a fumble, guys. Michael Copeland came off the edge and was able to knock the ball out of Dixon's hand, and James Mathis is right there to fall on it.
So James Mathis on the coverage.
That's correct. But Michael Copeland made the play. He did a speed rush off the left side and just went right around his man and was able to knock the ball out of Dixon's hand.
So Mike Copeland makes the breakup, and James Mathis the recovery. Good eyes, Marty.
His arm was going back, had not yet come forward.
I thought they might have caught it out of midair nonetheless. Vikings on offense. Got an equipment issue. Let's see. Corey Franklin.
Even if they'd have caught it midair, still would have been a fumble because it wasn't a pass.
Okay. Corey's got a little helmet issue.
Okay, Corey comes near side. We've got Anderson at fullback and Branswell in the backfield with him.
Two tight end set.
Yep, Brian Moore and the Terminator. Actually, we got strong side right, Bill. Four down linemen on our side, and we give it to the Bull up the middle. He's across the 20, 15, still on his feet. Runs right by Jordan Black. Got a great block by Mr. Black out there as he fights his way across the 15, down to the 10, still on his feet, and they finally blow their whistle and mark him down, Bill, at the 8-yard line.
That was a great run by Robert Anderson. He ran into the back of Jordan Black. Jordan slid over to the side, kind of helped him through, and then he just muscled his way down to the 8-yard line. That'll be first and goal now for the Vikings.
Braswell checks out. Ball almost in the middle of the field now. Michael Moore, as he brings those battle axe swinging Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Hunter. We've got two tight ends, and they give it to Franklin around the left side. Behind that big Sons of Thunder.
Oh,
the ball's on the ground. He fumbled as he got to the goal line. The ball came out.
I think it's...
And they
Lane Grant throwing his hands up. Let's see.
They're in the end zone. They're digging for it. They're digging for it. The officials are down there, and Tift has come away with the football. It's a touchback.
Corey came through, and he kind of left his feet to leap through there, and he got hit as he was trying to go over the goal line. I saw the ball bounce out into the field of play, not into the end zone. And I believe, Wes, that's where they're going to get the ball, is at about the 2 or 3 yard line. So Tift County deep.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. They are bringing it out to the 20. They're saying it did roll into the end zone, but I saw it roll in the field of play, and then I lost sight of it.
When they went for it, the ball slid into the end zone.
Marty, what'd you see?
Guys, I saw him lunging out it just like you did, and he did drop the ball, and then believe it did roll into the end zone and tipped and recovered.
Twins left, Twins right. McCants to the right side of Dixon, standing at the 15. Park announce signals. Gives it to Malcolm Dixon. I mean, McCants right up the middle, and Bill, he might get a yard.
Guys, I was going to say when Corey came off the field, Corey, he had his head down. I mean, he knew he had fumbled. I thought for a minute he might have been down when he hit the ground, when the ball came out. But he came off as if he knew he had fumbled, and he had his head down. And Coach said, hey, get your head up. We're going to need you again.
That's it.
All righty. Second, only give him second and 9. The ball out to the 21. Same formation as before. Twins left, Twins right. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Rolls right, looking, throws out. Catch made at the 25-yard line by number 19. That is Trent Hillman. I was looking to get a number. Something happened.
Ed got blocked after the play and was on the ground. And their big number 53, big number 52, I couldn't tell. It was 53. Pushed him as he was on the ground, and both referees were right there through the flag.
Great job, Marty, because both Wes and I were watching the wide receiver trying to get that number, and then all of a sudden I hear the crowd roar. So,
well, of course, I'm not a big man, and with Ed Christian and their number 53s in between you can't watch the ball, so you have to see what's going on with them.
That'll be a personal foul. There's some conversation over there with Coach Walls.
Yep.
Personal foul.
And they're going to take
it. And it'll be third down.
Yep.
That's a dead ball foul.
Yep, take it all the way back to the 12-yard line.
And it's third and not quite a cab ride, but a little ways.
Third and 5. Third and about 18. Ball on the far hash mark. We got a minute 35 and counting here in the first quarter, leading it 17-0. Again, Twins left, Twins right. Man coverage out here on these guys. Dixon in the shotgun with McCants to his right. Takes the snap. And he gives it to McCants up the middle. What a hole he's got. He busts it up to the 20-yard line. He'll get 8 yards of that back, so it'll be fourth and 10 from the 20.
Well, I think the defense was looking for something to roll out, maybe trying to get the ball downfield, and they just give it to their single setback there. He picks up decent yards, gets him in a decent position to kick a punt here. And going back will be Corey Franklin and Troy Braswell for the Vikings.
Waiting on Jackson's kick from the 5. He gets it off. Not as quite as high. This time Braswell goes back to the catch at the 43. Gets a good block. We're going to get a block in the back. He's across the 50, the 40. He's down to the 35. Still on his feet, and they tack him from behind. And he'll go down at the 28-yard line. But we're going to have a block in the back at our 41-yard line.
They said Kerry Stanley hit him in the back. I thought Kerry was pulling up the whole way. But I think the way they call that sometimes, if you're just close to his back, you're going to get that call. And that's going to be the call against Kerry Stanley.
32 seconds left to go here in the first quarter.
So the Vikings will take over about the 31-yard line, right at the 30. First down and 10 for the Vikings. We got, like Wes said, 32 seconds left here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 17-0. And here come those Sons of Thunder, led by Michael Miller at center. At the guards, Cale O'Neill, Lane Grant. At the tackle, Justin Browning and Ed Christian, strong side right.
Yep. Telvin the Terminator lined up as a tight end. And we give it to Braswell. He crossed the 30, jumps, tries to hurdle a player. He jumps up to the 32-yard line. Pick up about a yard on the play. And, Bill, that should be the end of the first quarter right there.
Well, we won't have to run a play, so we'll just see what happens here. Down running at 12 seconds.
And I think Coach is going to let it run out. And with that, that's the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Our Vikings lead it 17-0 over the Tip Blue Devils. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, we're going to start the second quarter where the Vikings lead 17-0. Got some early scores. Miller leads Clinch 7-0. Thomasville leads Brooks 14-0. Colquitt leads Coffee 14-0. Northside leads Houston 21-7. And Berrien and Early tied at 7.
All righty, Cole Parker goes under center, 2nd and 9. And we give the ball to Anderson up the middle, bust over one man, 2-3, still on his feet, crosses the 40, up to about the 43-yard line. And Bill, he'll get up, right at 9 yards and a first down as he bulls his way through that defense.
Why don't you just change his name?
Just call him Bull Anderson?
Call him the Bull, Bull Anderson. I mean, that's every game I've gone back and listened to, you've called Robert Anderson the Bull. Go ahead, Marty.
Oh, he's changing batteries. All righty, 1st and 10, Vikings out to the 42-yard line. Send Josh Clemens to the far side. Ball close to the middle of the field. We've got Brian Moore at the tight end on our side. They're still in the 6-man front. And he rolls right, looks, gives the ball to Corey Franklin, and Franklin trips and falls in the backfield and will lose about 3 yards back to the 40-yard line. What happened down there, Marty? Did you see it? Oh, he's still having radio problems. So it's going to be 2nd and about 13. The ball almost back at our 39-yard line. Just underway here in the second quarter, leading 17-0. Bill, we came out like stormtroopers and have kind of settled down.
Well, yeah, it is kind of rocked into a rhythm now.
All righty, the Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Michael Moore up over the ball. Parker to go under center with Anderson at fullback. Again, we're showing two tight ends. They've got a 6-man front, 7-man front. We give it to Franklin. He's get hits at the line of scrimmage. Bill, they're sticking him in the box now and saying, we're not going to let you run it. This will be 3rd and 13.
Well, we always get that. I mean, the defense is going to stack it up and dare us to run, and we've always been successful.
Now, the thing of it is, we get past that first wave, there's nobody to slow these backs down once they get out there.
You're right, Wes, you're right. Corey, if he had made one move inside, you're saying there's nobody there for 15, 20 yards downfield. They just got to get past that first line of defense.
3rd and 13 from our own 39-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Strong side right.
Yep, strong side right. Tip shifts to meet that. Parker under center. Gives the ball to Braswell. No,
Anderson.
Anderson, as he bulls his way up to the 45-yard line. He'll pick up about 6 yards, and we'll have to punt it from there, Bill.
Yeah, again, Coach McPherson going with a safe play. Give to the fullback, and you never know. I mean, Bull Anderson can break them broken every once in a while. Had an opportunity. He got it. Now we're at 4th and 8.
Aaron Winston back at the 30, and they send Bryce Moret back to about their 25-yard line.
That's Micah McCann.
Oh, that is Micah McCann back, okay. Gets the punt off. McCann, he lets it hit at the 20. It starts bouncing. Oh, and we touch it. No, we didn't. No, they say we did. I thought we touched up around the...
I thought about 5 yards up we may have touched it, but they're going to get the ball down inside the 10-yard line. Good punt by Aaron Winston. Jack Dalton snap a little bit high, and Aaron had to go up a little bit. Not too high, but he made the catch. Got a great punt, and the ball will be down right with the nose touching the 10-yard line.
Yep. On the far hash mark. And I need to change something, Bill.
We need to change.
Andrew Dunn got married this afternoon. Not tomorrow. The reception's tomorrow night. He got married about 3 hours ago.
Okay. And I'm glad it wasn't Jeff.
Dixon in the shotgun. Rolls right, looks, cuts, tucks the ball, starts to run with it. Got some good blocking as he crosses the 10 up to the 15, and we haul him down at the 16-yard line. A 6-yard carry, a 6-yard gain by Malcolm Dixon. And that's only the second time tonight he has run with the ball.
Well, Dixon started to go outside and then saw the hole open up, and he cut back inside. Telvin Smith kind of running around like he may have hurt his twin something a little bit. And Duncan's going to come in and take his linebacker spot.
Big Ed comes out. Again, two receivers near, too far. Waiting on that snap. There it is. Drops back. Straight back. There comes Rush. Dinks it over to McCants on the screen. And he busts it up to the 25. Gets out to about the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that inside screen, Wes. And he waits for the defenders to come in. Then he throws it up and over the top. We got a Viking down.
That's Tyler Hutter.
No, Riyad Moore.
No, Riyad Moore.
I'm going to have to wait. You got to quit calling names till we can
You're right.
Converse, you and me, and then we'll say. Okay.
I need a spotter, Bill.
We had somebody volunteer to spot for us on away games, and we're going to do that next week.
Yep, Riyad Moore.
Yeah, that is Riyad Moore, and he has been limping around a little bit on the sidelines in between possessions, so he evidently might have just tweaked an ankle or something, but we'll try to find out.
And officials up over the ball, 8:18 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 17-0. It will be first and 10 out at the 26-yard line for the Blue Devils on the far side of the ball. As he's done all game, two receivers near side, two far side. Dixon in the shotgun. And waiting on the snap. We're in a four-man rush. He drops straight back, looks, goes across the middle of the ball. Again, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Marty, I didn't see hands, did you?
See, I didn't see who got that one, guys, but that's been the story for our defense so far tonight is that the height of our defensive line and the pressure that they're getting, they're able to knock down so many passes. That's got to be the fourth or fifth one they've tipped.
Yeah, and that's kind of why that screen works so well because he's drawing the defense in, and then he's just having to jump up and throw it over the defenders because of the height.
Again, splits with receivers. Waiting on the snap. We're, again, a four-man front. Pulls it in, and he gives it to McCants, who gets up to the 30. He'll pick up 3 yards up to the 30-yard line, where it will be third and seven from there. While I got a second, hello to Denise and Austin Yeomans listening tonight, Old Texas, and to the County Line Tailgaters, Bill, Garrett and Terry Redding, Nick and Nicole, Dean and Brittany, and the Bug Girl. She's about 4 years old. She likes being called Bug, by the way.
The Bug. Okay. Well, we used to call my daughter Bug. So.
And hello to the Walker's Crossing Tailgaters listening tonight. Two near side, two near far side, and Dixon rolls this way. Here comes the rush, throws back, ball about knocked up in the air, and Bill, that was Brian Moore that just reached up and knocked it out of the air.
Well, Brian Moore and then James Mathis both, as soon as the ball was hit, you could see them heads up trying to find the ball, see if they could make an interception. And Jordan Black also.
Yeah, Brian Moore got a hold of that one, but I was also going to tell you, Riyad Moore is up on the sidelines. He's walking. He does appear to be fine. He had his helmet like he was ready to go back in, so I think he's okay.
Good job.
Jackson, the punt, standing inside his 15. We have Braswell and Franklin back deep. They use the same punt formation we do. Down lows the snap, gets it away, kicks it towards Braswell, who takes it at the 38. He's across the 40, the 45, still on his feet. Gets a block, and he cuts that side at the 50. He cuts across the 45, still on his feet, at the 40. How he stayed up, I don't know. And they hit him again. He breaks one tackle, two, three. And Bill, as he fights his way all the way down to the 12-yard line. Troy Braswell with two great blocks and then ran through two defenders at the 25.
Where did he field that, about the 45?
And he fielded it back at the 38-yard line.
Guys, I can't help but say that looked familiar. That looked like number 24 running around last year, didn't it?
It really does. I mean, the vision to see where the field was opening up, and then when they make the first contact, not being able to bring him down. What a great return by Troy Braswell.
We take over first and 10 from their 12-yard line. 7:03 to go first half. Ball on the near hash mark. Aaron Winston in man coverage. He's got McCants out on him out here. Tight end to the far side of the field. And we give the ball to Kari Franklin. He cuts, jukes, dives, across the 10, 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Kari Franklin.
12-yard run by number 2, Kari Franklin.
If we're going to call somebody Bug, I'm going for Kari Franklin. What a water bug. He is everywhere. Sideways, frontwards. You just can't get him down with one guy.
Jackson Dalton up over the ball. Jed Solomon. And, yep, we've got that swinging gate. Now everybody pulls over. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's no good. Misses wide left. 6:56 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 23-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty. Jed Solomon set to kick off. Back deep is Michael McCant standing at the goal line. Solomon says, here we go. He approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it. High end over end kicking. It just hangs and hangs and drifts into the end zone. It'll be first and 10, the Blue Devils at the 20-yard line.
Again, Solomon with a great kickoff effort gets it into the end zone. He's been at least at the one-yard line or into the end zone with every kickoff.
Yes, he has.
As I was going to mention that the Terminator was down near Telvin, and they're getting a wrap in his leg. It looked like he had a scrape or a bruise right below his knee, so he's fine. They wrapped him up. Of course, he's back in the game ready to play.
Sounds good.
Tiff sends one receiver far side. Now they've got two receivers near side. Put a man in the slot just off the tackles. Heine. Dixon in the shotgun. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Drops straight back. Pumps. Now Tuck starts to run. We hit him. He gets away from one man. And then that was James Mathis that had a hand on him just enough to cause him to stumble as he crossed the 20 up to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, and then Chris Scurry wrapped it all up, brought him down. I was watching the receivers going out. I wasn't looking behind the line. Great coverage by the defensive backs, though.
6.5 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings lead it 23-0. He splits his receivers. Too near, too far. He's got McCants to his right. Asking for the football. He's got it. Quick drop those out. Hits number 15, and that's Dimitri Jackson at the 25-yard line.
He got, about 2 yards maybe?
And that'll be third and 5 from the 25. Well, let's see where they put it down at.
Yep, at the 25.
Yep.
We got these great handkerchiefs here tonight.
I've used them to dab some sweat off this old sweaty body.
No kidding. The Lions High Vikings, thanks to Texas Roadhouse.
In the shotgun. One man way to our side of the field now. And Rops pitches out to McCants, looking for a place to go. Gets a good block. And as he crosses the 25 up to the 26, the 27, they'll pull him down at the 29-and-a-half-yard line. Bill, it's going to be short.
Yeah, he will be short, but not by much.
Bill West, I was going to mention, and on that tackle just then, of course, was James Mathis again, a sophomore, but also number 67, Stacy Wright. I saw another sophomore is in on the tackle just then. He's been playing this whole possession and doing a good job.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, 67, Stacy Wright.
They're going for it. They're going for it, and our fans are fixing to come to their feet.
Watch our defense, see if they're trying to pull us off. We'll see.
Dixon in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side. McCants to his left. They're a half a yard, fourth and a half a yard. Hard, hard count by Dixon. We start to jump. We flinch, but we don't move. Now he calls timeout. But there's a flag.
I think he got the timeout before. It was going to be delay a game from where it was coming.
Coach says, I thought we had to lay a game. He says, no flag. He says,
got the timeout.
Yeah. So they're going to wave it off. And
yep.
We'll just go ahead and keep it here before we can get back.
Yeah, we won't have quite a full 30 seconds. So we'll keep it here. Vikings lead 23-0. We've had, three touchdowns, a missed extra point, and a 41-yard field goal by Jed Solomon. And that's your scoring. Vikings were up with 14 seconds real early on what was that, a 65-yard run by Troy Braswell, and then another great long run by Corey Franklin, over 80 yards. And Vikings up 14-0 very early. And then it kind of settled down, and we kind of rocked along here until we got into the second quarter, where the Vikings were able to put another score on the board. And now with 5:13 left in the first half, Vikings lead 23-0, and Tift County now back out in punt formation.
Bill, look and see if those scores have changed since you did it last. Braswell and Corey Franklin back about our 40-yard line. Jackson standing at the 15, waiting on the snap. Eight men up on the line of scrimmage for our Vikings. One gunner to the far side. There it is. There comes the gunner. He gets the ball away, and Braswell takes it at the 35. Starts up the middle of the field. Runs by one man, two, cuts to the outside. He's across the 45 to 50. Down the sidelines at the 40 to 30, and they run him out of bounds, Bill. Certainly marking down at the 23-yard line. Took it from our 35 to their 25.
If he gets an opportunity, he's going to get it down the field. Yeah, some updated scores. Miller still leads Clinch 7-0. Thomasville still leads Brooks, but the score now 14-6. Colquitt still leads Coffee 14-0. Northside, Warner Robins 21, Houston 7. Lanier leads Randolph Clay 7-0. And Berrien and Early still tied at 7.
Bill, a 41-yard return by Troy Braswell to the 24-yard line. Now, officials asking for time. And it is a muggy night. It was cooler in the early part of the week, and now it has warmed up here in the last part.
It feels a lot like what Ware County felt like a couple weeks ago. That kind of
mugginess.
Yeah.
All righty. Parker goes under center. He's got Aaron Winston to the ball. Well, they stopped the clock again.
We got an equipment problem, or number 29 for the Tift County Blue Devils is taking his helmet off. That's Patrick Atwater. Like he might actually be a little ill or injured. I can't tell. With this kind of heat, you wonder, again, a kind of a heat, not heat stroke, but
getting overheated. I want to remind everybody of the Lounge High Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night at 7 o'clock here on 99.5 Kicks Country. You can be there, sit and talk with the coaches, meet the players. It's a great, great family atmosphere. And if you can't be there, you can listen to it on 99.5. And if you're out of the radio area, you can go to www.thevikingvoice.com and listen to it. Now, Parker, we're ready to set to go again. Again, a six-man front by the Blue Devils. Parker goes under center with Winston to the far side, drops back, looks. He just lays it up in the air to Aaron Winston, makes it out of the hands of Aaron Winston at the goal line, in and out of his fingertips.
Cole has, for having, one or two receptions, has thrown the ball tremendously well tonight. Just the receivers, it's going through their hands. He's putting it right where it has to be as far as the quarterback's play goes. His receivers just aren't bringing it up for him.
Yep.
And that, you're right, Aaron Winston. That ball went right through his hands.
Josh Clemens goes to the far side. He's in man coverage. 6-3 defense for the Blue Devils. Parker under center, tied into our side. We give it to Anderson up the middle. He gets hit immediately, but still the Bull is able to fight down to about the 22, pick up 2 yards on the carry. 4:45 to go here in the first half, leading it 23-0. Don't forget, Marty Rogers will be up at halftime.
Give us that sideline synopsis.
Synopsis.
Reader's Digest word of the day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, just keep on. I'll turn your mic off.
What's that, Ranch Wilder? Less is more.
Yep, something like that. Parker now, we are 3rd and 7. Ball on the far hash mark. Now you've got 7 men up on the line of scrimmage. Parker keeps it, drops back, rolls left. Looking. Got Corey Franklin out. Oh, in double coverage. Would have been enough for the first down.
Yeah, that one I got to go back on Cole. Cole threw it behind Corey. Corey had to reach back across his body, not able to make the throw. But that's a hard throw. To roll out to your left like that and then stop and have to throw the ball back.
And what are we going to do here?
I say
it would,
go for it.
We are going for it, guys.
We sure are. Kenneth Durden comes in along with Josh Clemens. We've got Anderson, Hunter, and Troy Braswell. We got Durden comes to the far side. We send Josh Clemens to the far side. He has split his receivers. Anderson in the backfield. Braswell and Hunter at the wing backs. They're in a four-man front. They're showing blitz from the linebacker on the outside. They drop back looking. Throws across the middle. And he's got Kenny Durden at the 10-yard line, and he drops it.
Again, another great bullet pass by Cole Parker right into Ken Durden's hands. And the ball falls to the turf. Yeah. Look at that and say, well, okay, why not the field goal? Would have been about 39 yards, somewhere in that neighborhood, well within Jed Solomon's range. But you wonder if Coach McPherson is using this opportunity to, under that kind of situation, see what his offense would do.
Well, the thing of it is our guys have got to start catching the ball for Cole.
Yeah, they really do.
Dixon splits his receivers. We're in a five-man front. That defense back out on the field again. Dixon in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Drops back to the 10. Here comes the rush. Looking, pulls it down. Throws downfield. Got a man open and knocked away at the last minute by Tyler Hunter. Reaches back over his shoulder and knocks that ball away from number 19, Trent Hillman, and a great play by Mr. Hunter.
Yeah, Tyler.
Westville, it was a great play by Tyler, but I don't know if you saw the back of the play, but Telvin really unloaded on Malcolm Dixon, and he was slow to get up there, so have to see how that progresses, but Telvin really good.
Well, that never hurts to hear those footsteps. Telvin and Chris Scurry, your two linebackers. Tyler Hunter, Ken Durden on this side at defensive back.
And waiting on Dixon to take the snap. He does. Drops straight back, looking. Throws out in the flats to McCants, and McCants gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and that is the Terminator. Runs him down behind the line of scrimmage. He loses 3 yards back to the 19.
Well, again, we saw that same kind of that screen pass. They're letting the defensive lineman come in there, and the quarterback's just tossing it over their head. McCants, they're able to make the catch, but Telvin didn't bite this time.
No, he didn't. It will be third and about 13, the ball back just inside the 20. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half, leading it 23-0. Again, Dixon splits his receivers. Two near side, two far side. We put man coverage out there. We've gone to a four-man front. Dixon takes a snap, rolls left, looking. There comes the Terminator. He hits him, and boy, he threw that ball short because Telvin just had a bead on him and leveled him back at the 13-yard line.
That is my hit of the week. Telvin Smith. Oh, my gosh. And I tell you, Malcolm Dixon's going to remember that hit.
Yes, he will. Fourth and 13, and they will punt. And we send Braswell and Hunter back, standing just on the other side, just on our side of the 50. Ball on the near hash mark. And timeout called by who?
By Tip County.
3:05 to go first half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and old sideline Marty Rogers. 3:05 to go in a half. Vikings lead at 23-0. Jackson standing back on his 4-yard line. Braswell and Franklin back just inside our 50. We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. They snap it. We go for it. Gets it away. It's going to be a short kick. Get out of the way, fellas. Get out of the way. It bounces at the 45. Franklin takes it, puts a hand down, and, boy, he showed a lot of gutsy right there.
Well, I think they got smart and said, let's don't kick it to Troy Braswell again.
They kicked it to Franklin. He took it at the 48, put one hand on their 48, put one hand down to keep from falling, and picked up an extra 5 yards down to the 43.
Yeah, the ball hit bounce, but it took a really nice bounce, something that Kari could field pretty easily. Might as well take it, pick up those extra 4 or 5 yards. And here come the Sons of Thunder. Christian now out there.
Yep. Winston at the wideout. Franklin far wing back. Anderson at fullback. Braswell at fullback. They've gone back to a five-man front, two linebackers, and we give it to Kari Franklin. He's across the 40, inside the 30, at the 25, the 20, the 10. Jukes one man, two, three, and they run him out of bounds at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, he just took one little step, one foot, stepped out of bounds. Again, just like we talked about, all we got to do is get through that first wave, and then our running backs have a wide open space. First and goal.
Yep, 38-yard run by Kari Franklin. All the way down to, they take it down to the 6. Josh Clemens checks in. Troy Braswell checks in. They've gone to a 5-man front. They walk a linebacker up on the far side. Put man coverage on Clemens on the near side. Parker takes the ball, and he gives it to Tyler Hunter around the left side. He's got a hole, slips behind the Sons of Thunder into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Tyler Hunter. Tyler Hunter was sweeping around the outside, saw the hole open up and made a cutback and just walked into the end zone. Now, he tripped over his own feet, falling in.
Well, those Sons of Thunder just swung those big old Thor hammers, and down he went.
And
now, timeout.
Vikings.
If they will take a 30-second break, you're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Hicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, where the Vikings lead 29-0 after a little short 6-yard run by Tyler Hunter. Vikings looked like they were going to go for the kick for extra point, but with a 29-0 score, they're going to go for two.
All righty. Parker, he's got Anderson at fullback. Kelvin the Terminator at one tight end. Brian Moore at the other. Braswell switches over. Now sends Franklin up on the line of scrimmage. We are strong side right. Takes a snap. We give it to Braswell around the right side. He's headed to the corner. And behind that big crimson wall. And we're going to see what they're going to call holding on our Vikings.
My goodness. That'll bring it back. I tell you, with speed like that, with Kari Franklin and Troy Braswell, that's a great play. Just run it to the corner.
Now they're going to send Jed Solomon out for the extra point. Bill, what I got, just 1 second. One of the Air Force's finest, a parajumper. My buddy Mike and his wife, Joy, out in Hayhira, listening to our broadcast tonight. And if you never hung around with a parajumper.
They're about like a gunner on a helicopter. They're about crazy.
He is.
You jump out of a perfectly good aircraft.
Because he says somebody's got to go rescue those downed soldiers.
I guess you're right, and I thank you for what you do.
Solomon to attempt a 30-yard extra point, waiting on Jackson Dalton's snap.
Dalton
starts. Whistle.
Going back five more. Jack looked like he is. Of course, we don't call numbers in the high school ranks, but it looked like he made a little short snap or thought he was going to snap, and the left side of the line moved.
So we'll back it up. So now it'll be a 35-yard extra point.
Now they'll put it in play.
Yep. Jackson up over the ball. Our Viking Warriors set. There's a snap. Parker puts it down. Solomon's kick. Just another day at the ballpark. With 2:43 to go here in the first half, it's the Vikings 30. And Tip, nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings lead the Blue Devils of Tift County High School 30-0. 2:43 left in the first half. And after a 35-yard extra point by Jed Solomon, the score 30-0. Jed Solomon now set to kick off for the Vikings. And
we got a timeout red, guys.
All right, timeout again for the Vikings. Say what, we'll take another 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers will grab Coach McPherson right before he goes in the locker room to get a couple of words from him. Jed Solomon set to kick off again. Back deep is Micah McKent. Back at the 1-yard line. There are some diehard Viking fans in this world.
Calling from his honeymoon, man.
Calling from his honeymoon. Andrew Dunn. High end over end kick. And McCants takes it at the goal line. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15. Got a big hole up the middle. And we hit him at the 25. And finally knock him down about the 23-yard line.
Gary Stanley just met him head up, like I say, about the 28-yard line. And that's where the Blue Devils will take over first down.
Boy, I tell you what, I just shot and knocked myself upside the head, Bill. It was a 28, not the 23. Sorry about that, folks.
And, yeah, Andrew Dunn, before we started giving him nicknames, he was the original Head, Heart, and Hammer, the
yep.
Three H's.
He and Levi Vitas. Levi was part of the Mayfire movie.
Oh, Jack Shrupfer, there was a bunch of them.
All right, Dixon in the shotgun, standing about the 24-yard line, takes a snap. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle, and he will get maybe to the line of scrimmage. Bill, I believe that was number 26, Hayes. Marcus Hayes with the ball. Give him a yard. Be second and nine from the 30 at the 220 mark of the first half. Again, they bring two receivers near side. They send two far side. Howard and Jones to the far side. Dixon looks that way, throws the flash. The ball gets hit. He gives it to Jones, who makes the catch at the 33. Now he's across the 35. He's up to the 40. The 45, and we strip him of the ball, but it goes out of bounds as they get down to our 46-yard line.
Josh Clemens was the one who ran him out of bounds. He just shed about three or four tackles running across the field on a not really fancy little pass.
About a 25-yard pathway from Dixon to Jackson. And this is the deepest penetration they've had tonight, Bill.
I was going to say, I don't think they've been across the 50. This is the first time. Terry Stanley and Geraldo Orta, defensive backs on the far side.
And they submit his receivers, two near side, two far side. Dixon drops straight back, looks, pumps, goes right up the middle. Oh, and he got hit with a hammer.
And he gets hit by the sack leader of Lowndes High School, number 17, Michael Copeland. Michael Copeland, the sack leader, all-time sack leader at Lowndes High School. And he is my client, Bill, 66, sack of the week. Unless we got something better comes along.
And who knows when this ball game is going to be. Second and 12, the ball back to the 47-yard line at a minute 15 to go here in the first half. Split the receivers, two near side, two far side. Dixon takes a snap, one to five-man front. Now brings a man in motion to our side. First time we've seen that tonight. Starts left, pitches out to McCants behind him, makes the catch, and oh, where did that ball come from?
Orta.
That Orta, the ball's on the ground.
They're saying he's down.
They're saying he's down, but who made that hit?
Geraldo Orta. And McCants a little slow getting up.
And I don't recall, Orta just came in
like a hammer.
Rocket.
That'll back them up. Third down now for the Blue Devils. Third down in about 17?
Yep.
16.
Ball on the far hash mark. We're inside 30 seconds to play here. They'll have to run one play. Twins left, twins right. We're in a five-man front. And he pulls it down. Nope, gives it to the fullback. And we get absolutely nowhere. And that'll be the end of the first half. Marty? Why don't you start walking up the field and catch Coach?
And that's the end of the first half. Vikings lead 30-0. I know Marty will try and catch a word here with Coach Randy McPherson before we break away for halftime right here.
Coach Mack, great first half. The Vikings lead 30-0. Tell us, what do you think about the first half?
Kids are playing hard. We made some plays. Defense is playing lights out.
Yes, they are, Coach. Good luck and stay.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Marty. We head to halftime with the Vikings leading 30-0 here at Martin Stadium. We'll take a 3-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.